What an inconsiderate prick.
That medication thing.
Would it kill the old fucker to just give me a break? He already knows that I get great grades. I do the work. Damn it, I fucking try every single day. He isn't completely wrong though, is he? Hey, that whole talking to yourself is my job. Let me handle those moments of clarity, okay? Oh, cool. Now I'm arguing with my own inner dialogue. It is kind of our thing though, isn't it? I mean, the arguing back and forth. You can be so mean to us, you know. You can be such a bitch, but I put up with it.
Damn it, I'm starving.
This is always a terrible idea. You should have just gone in.
Nah, no way. Not only am I not going to park my car and walk 10 blocks just to walk back again with my food and then try to park the car again at home, but, oh, my turn. Oh, hi. Yes, I would like... Hi, I would like to order... Sorry. Didn't mean to shout.
You're an idiot. A buffoon, if you will.
One spicy chicken sandwich. Medium fry. And, a Coke. A medium Coke. Yes, that's all.
At least I'll be able to understand what they said now. I hope they actually got my order right. What the?
Thanks. Thank you. I'm pretty sure they heard you, but didn't really care. I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Attention. Attention, passengers of Air Sammy. We don't mean to startle you, but we have a code orange. Not a yellow, which is more mild, but an orange. Almost red, but not red yet. No need to be too alarmed. I mean, get a little alarmed, but do try to keep all arms and legs within the transport at all times.
Sorry, miss. It's just taken a little bit longer than I had expected. You know what it's like. Medication for my sciatica and one for the old knee joints another one for the old ticker because it doesn't pump quite as well anymore. You know what they say. The older you get, the more you fall apart. And heck, at least I still have teeth. They ain't mine, but, you know, I still got them. They say, when I was your age, you know I would,
I'm sorry there, Mr. Leroy, but your, Viagra prescription needs to be re-prescribed by your doctor.
you get old, and even the old dick don't work anymore, and now I gotta call my doctor and ask for more boner pills so that the missus doesn't go and see Mr. Johnson down the street.
Attention, attention, we have a code red. We have a code red.
Yeah, I hate having to call my doctor about my boner pills.
Oh, how crude for such a young lady. You should try to be more ladylike. Girls in my day would have never...
Well, we aren't exactly in your day, so women just... You know, I don't have time for this.
And here we go. Hold on to the railing.
Okay, Mr. Leroy, that'll be $37.98 today.
Here is your fucking wallet, Mr. Leroy.
Thank you, sweetie. But you really shouldn't say words like that. Those are mint words.
We did our best. We did our best.
Well then, today is your lucky day. Go back to the fucking bingo hall and tell your buddies that today was the day you heard a young lady tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hi.
Just the usual, James. S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. You should call Dad. He could help.
Hello, this is Jesse.
Hey there, Dad.
Samantha. Long time, darling. Everything okay?
I called you like 2 days ago.
That was last week, sweetheart. Then again, time's never really been your strongest suit.
No, I suppose it hasn't. So, I wanted to talk to you before my big trip this week. Don't forget I'm leaving for England on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all you're gonna say. I'll be flying halfway across the world. And I'll be gone for, like, time. Actual living time, Dad. Won't you miss me at all?
Oh, come on. You know I will, kiddo.
If you say so. Anyway, Mr. Well-traveled, retired, oil-filled man, do you have any pointers for packing? Anything I might forget? Anything you've forgotten and thought, damn, I can't believe I forgot that?
I never messed up with socks and a toothbrush.
That's helpful. Okay. Well, I've got to start packing. I love you, Dad.
Love you too, kiddo.
Well, not as helpful as I would have hoped, but that's Dad for you. All right, Sammy girl, let's make that list. Sammy, you need to take out your notebook. Where the hell is my notebook? I don't really function well if I don't write everything down. When I told my professor that I had started color coding my notes, I wasn't really lying. But I have a system. I don't really know if it helps me in any way, but I've been making these lists and color-coding them for my entire life. Like little Sammy playing in her bedroom, making sure all of her colored pencils were put back in the exact order to make a rainbow. The entire world around me would be in complete chaos, but I would spend hours fixating on that one little thing. Oh shit, how long have I been staring at this drawer? Ha, my notebook. Now, where is my pen? I need that one pen that glides on paper like an ice skater on... Holy shit, Sammy, get it together! Hey, your pen is inside your notebook, where it always is, which is why the cover's all bent. Ah, there you are, you beautiful little bitch. You ready for this? Yes, you inconsiderate bastard. I am ready to write my list.
But you aren't, are you? Because you don't know the first place to start, and now you're going to start hyperventilating about all of the little details.
Who the hell was that? First I've got some dude, and now... Okay. Items to pack. Clothes. Do I need a mixture of cold weather clothing and warm weather clothing? What the hell kind of weather does England even have this time of year? Fucking Celsius. I always forget about that. I'm gonna screw this up so badly. Hey, hey. Let's just slow down and focus. Focus. Focus, damn it! Socks. And toothbrush. Thanks, Dad. Do you think you'll need your handheld recorder? Well, shit, I don't know. I guess I need to remember my laptop, microphone, camera? Will a school let me borrow a camera? What the fuck will I even be doing there?
I don't know. Pack it all.
Hey, grab your other suitcase too, for clothes, toiletries, and meds. Important documents. Shit. Those should go in my carry-on. Your binder. Oh, that's right, my binder. The binder of all of my important documents. Everything in little plastic sleeves, my birth certificate, social security card, passport, airline tickets, my maps, details about the exchange program. Everything is already here. Except cereal. Fucking cereal. Bane of my existence. You're overthinking things again. All right, I think I've got it all. I am ready.
Oh, my motherfucking hand.
Ah, God! Why the fuck does this keep happening? Gah! I've got to get to Tony's. I promised I'd go to her place tonight. So that jackass really gave you the whole medication thing line? Ugh, he is the worst. I know, right? I had like this intense sharp head thing. Head thing? What are you going on about? You alright?
Just tell her it's like a headache or something. You don't want her to think you're going insane before your big trip.
Okay, so remember how we went and got Chinese food the other night?
Yes, ma'am. Just happened, like, yesterday.
Well, ever since, I've been getting these sharp,
slow down. This is all really weird.
That night, when I cracked open my fortune cookie, I had the most bizarre fortune inside.
My God, woman, are you sure you're okay?
Hold on. Thanks, have a good night.
Damn, how'd you know?
I don't know, but like I was saying.
Bonded by blood? What the hell kind of fortune is this?
I don't know. But ever since I got that fucking piece of paper out of that cookie, I have been hearing. Reel it in, sister. I swear, it sounds so much worse than it is.
Are you hearing voices?
Yes. Of course not. It's more like I'm seeing the future, but it's not me. Like, it's someone else? It's so bizarre, but... Like today. Today, I swear I heard someone else in my head say the same thing I was saying at the exact same time that I was saying it. Then at the pharmacy, I swear I knew this old pervert was gonna drop his wallet before it happened, and I caught it. Like, I caught the damn wallet in midair. Earlier, I almost slammed my hand in my suitcase, but, like, rando dude in my head did it first, so, like, I didn't.
And now, I just knew the pizza delivery guy was here because in my head, he had already knocked.
It sounds like maybe...
Great, now she thinks you're losing your mind. Worse than usual. This is different. It's almost as if my mind is teleported into someone else's for just a moment.
Maybe you need to talk to your doctor about your meds before you go. This sounds like you're stressed out or something. Are you sure you're up for this trip?
Change the subject. Change the subject. Insert new subject here.
I'm just excited. Oh, and look at this.
So, the guy that's coming here, you know, since it's an exchange program, his name is Sam. We have the same name. And get this, I'll be assisted by his mom, named Jessica, and by his buddy named Tony.
What? Are you sure you're not just reading your own file?
Nope. His name is Samuel. His mom's name is Jessica. Not like Jesse the guyway, but full on Jessica. And his Tony is Tony with a Y, not Tony with an I.
That's wild!
And he's also in the film and TV program over there. What are the odds?
Sounds like I'm getting a British male Sammy. My lands, what if he's as whacked out as you are?
Hey.
I am not whacked out. I just have ADHD. And anxiety. And depression. And...
Yeah, no, that's good.
Thank you for listening to Deja U. We hope you enjoyed it so far.
Thank you for tuning in, or out.
Don't forget, episodes release two at a time, back to back, with the first episode releasing every Friday at 7 p.m. GMT, and the second one of the two at the same time, 7 p.m. CST. Thanks again, and see you next time.